Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul and Jordana, thanks for joining us.
Have you heard about the contest?
I have. It is possibly the world's easiest contest to sign up for, and it's a big deal.
Here's what you have to do. You have to go to WCCO Radio on Twitter.
Right.
All right. Go to WCCO Radio on Twitter. Retweet the pinned tweet that they have there about this contest. And boom, you're entered to win. It literally is the easiest contest ever.
Wow.
You just go to our Twitter account. You retweet the top tweet. And here's what you win. Well, you're entered to win a twin suite for you and 13 friends, plus expenses paid trip for two to see to go watch them play in Pensacola.
Wow.
Who are the Blue Wahoos?
The Blue Wahoo, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos are the Twins' AA franchise.
Those guys. Right.
So you get an all-expenses-paid trip to Pensacola to watch future Twins players play in Pensacola.
How awesome is that?
And Pensacola is an awesome town.
I've never been.
It is very, very cool. Yes.
It's great if you follow WCCO Radio on Twitter. It's great if you follow Paul and I on Twitter. We both retweeted it as well. So head to the WCCO Twitter handle, retweet that tweet, and... you might be on a plane.
It's
to
the tweet's pinned at the top of the WCCO Radio Super Twitter easy. Page. If you Google WCCO Radio Twitter, you cannot physically miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And just all you have to do is have a Twitter account and retweet it.
And how sweet to try to figure out which friends you're going to take to the Twins suite.
Wow.
Well, if you have 13 friends, I don't know that I have 13 friends.
Yeah, you'd have
really
that's
not
really two or three,
surprising.
Maybe two or three. Yeah,
I mean, just it would be an empty suite. Sorry,
you're
I'd
just
have to just give it away.
That's pulling strangers off the
question
street.
Would become: what would those friends do for you?
There you go. There
because
you go.
Because you can provide them
like
with
it.
This luxury prize.
Yeah, I like it. All right.
Okay, so did anybody go to Twitter over the weekend?
Or to Target?
Target. Did you go to Target?
I did go to Twitter. I did not go to Target.
Have you had a shot of ketamine?
Oh my God, I'm in the K-hole. I'm in the K-hole. Target. Did anybody go to Target over the weekend?
I did not. No.
Okay. I mercifully was spared, and I had to make the big Target shopping trip for because kids are going to camp soon. So we had to do that run, which we did this morning. But no, I too was spared.
I got a bulletin on my phone Saturday afternoon, like breaking news.
Really?
People can't pay using their credit cards. I go, wow, this is now breaking news.
Breaking
and then
news.
It dawned on me. Okay, it's nationwide outage. All right. Yeah, I guess it's a big
and
deal.
And it's Target.
Yeah.
It's Target.
It's insane.
Yes.
It's absolutely insane. Okay, first of all, we'll share the story with you. But if you were there, if you were waiting online, if you were part of Target Apocalypse, 651-989-9226, here's what we want to know. Did you wait online? Did you abandon ship and cart and just head outside? Were people starting to eat the bread and milk because you thought that the apocalypse had really come? Were there zombies? I mean,
how
what
close
was
to
it?
The Lord of the Flies were we actually
exactly.
in this situation?
That's what I want to know. Like, or, I mean, were people like punching crying babies because they were so annoying? Like, were people opening up the diapers, changing their kids in line? What was happening on your line at Target? Or, you know, was everybody, you know, peace, love, and kumbaya because you were living through this experience together?
What amazed me about this, the more I learned about it, is that people were willing to stand in line for 2-3 hours and didn't just abandon their carts and say, I'm done.
And that would be an interesting person to talk to, because I definitely think even if I had spent an hour collecting things on a list for camp or whatnot, I don't think I could have done it. I don't think I could have just
sat
there and waited.
Is that the Minnesota nice? You know, you've got a basket full of stuff, you got a cart full of stuff, and you don't want to just abandon it, and some, you know, poor Target worker has to then return everything to the shelves. But I, you know, and again, it was only for people wanting to use credit cards. If you used cash. Remember cash?
Oh, I remember cash.
If you used cash or a check, I think you were golden. But credit cards?
Really, the burning question is, what if you had ice cream in your cart? It would have melted.
Well, you should have been allowed to eat it for free, right?
Yeah.
I like that. Dan for manager of Target. Kathy's in Prescott. Kathy, were you part of Target Apocalypse?
I was.
What happened?
I was at Target in Cottage Grove, and I didn't have a ton of stuff in my cart, but you know, I had a fair amount, and they announced that they were not going to be able to check people out. But then at the customer service counter, they let people come up there, and then you could ring up one thing at a time. So like if you were putting it on your Target cart, they'd ring up, you had to stick your card in, then you'd get a receipt. Then the next thing you'd have to do one at a time. Oh. And I let about three people go in front of me because there was a lady buying a wedding gift for a wedding that day and like that. So I kept letting them go ahead. But then when I got in line and it took so long, I just had to do like four of my things. And then I said, I'm just going to go wait in line again because I don't want all these people behind me to have to wait, you know? So I had nice conversations with people. They were almost everyone was nice.
Really?
One lady angrily went out of there, you know, kind of yelling and saying, what is going, you know, with the little language. And
yeah. It might have been me.
But, yeah.
Yeah, but most
that is what you would have done. Yes.
But most people were pretty laid back, Kathy.
Oh, they were. I mean, people were talking about their children and how many kids they had and stuff. I mean, they were all very nice. So I had, my husband was not surprised because he knows I can talk and talk and talk. So he thought that I would be fine there. I'll just talk all afternoon. So it went great. I wasn't angry.
A fabulous call.
I didn't blame them.
Yeah.
Kathy, you are a kind woman and you are a true Minnesotan. If what I'm hearing is true, only this could have happened in Minnesota without people trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you right now, if this went down in New Jersey, nobody's getting out of there alive. That's it. We're done.
Okay.
We're buying the guns off the Walmart back. I mean, like, it's just not happening in New Jersey. Like, F-bombs are flying. People are angry.
Pushing, only shoving.
Thank God it happened in Minnesota. And thank God there's wonderful people like Kathy. Kathy, you are a wonderful person.
Thank you, Kathy.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling, hon.
Yeah, bye.
So, I mean, again, if it was me, and I guess it would depend if you had somewhere to go. Like, if you're a Target killing time and you got the afternoon to shop, yeah, you chill, you find out about your neighbor's kid, you know, that kind of stuff.
But in
New Jersey.
But again, don't get too upset about the things you can't change, right?
Well, you can walk out of the store. I mean, that's, you know, there's that. I can't imagine how people are convenience. Anne is in Lakeville. Anne, did you experience Target apocalypse?
I did. I was in the Target in Lakeville, and actually, I kind of want to applaud them because of their great use of technology. What they had done there is that they had two people in the cash register lines, and one person was using the Target app technology and scanning the barcodes on the products.
Okay.
And then he would see the display of the price. Then the price would then, he would tell the other guy to ring it up as general merchandise.
Wow.
And then would take off any discounts. Because that scanner would say, oh, there's a cartwheel offer for 5% off, or there's a offer for, you know, this offer is on sale. And then between the two of them, they would determine whether there was tax or not. And they would hit the tax button.
Wow.
So my $200 purchase was all of individual merchandise, and I received a $5 gift card from the manager, as well as 10% off my entire order.
You know what, Target?
You know what, Target?
Wow.
Turn your radio down, Ann. Turn your radio. Wow, that is unbelievably incredible customer service.
What? And you roll with the punches, right?
Wow.
And I give Target a lot of credit for trying to find a way to get people checked out.
So wait, Ann, were people throwing things at each other? Like, were tomatoes rolling? Were people dropping curse words? Or was everybody nice?
Everybody was actually quite calm and understanding of it. And I think because they implemented a way to get through it, and they were not announcing that you can't get through.
How long did it take?
They were, I was probably in line for 15 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
Okay,
that's not bad. That wouldn't make me want to kill anybody.
And at a full cart of items.
And you're a good woman. And good job, Target in Lakeville, and I guess Target everywhere, because they were managing the problem.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Anne.
The more, and at first I thought, is this a hack? Because if Russia really wanted to bring America to its knees, what do? Mm-hmm. You go after Target.
That's right.
People can't buy stuff.
That's right.
Oof.
Don't mess with my Target.
Ugly.
I'm sitting in the studio with my mouth agape because both of these callers are saying people were nice to each other. I guess you can take the girl out of Jersey, but I can only imagine what would happen if it was the ShopRite in New Jersey. People would have been killed. managers probably would have been strung up just because they're mean. I mean, no, not the managers, the people right. of New Jersey. I thank God I live here now. Because
I'm glad you got out of
Minnesota
there.
Is teaching me to be a nice, kind person.
I married a Jersey girl.
How long exactly is that taking?
It's a long yeah. process. I am a work in progress. But when I thought about this, I thought, oh my goodness, I would go nuts. And I need to take a lesson from the Minnesota Book of Kindness.
Well, and it's good on target, like you said, for coming up with creative solutions and trying to work their way around this thing. And, let's all take this moment to remind ourselves that the poor kid running the cash register probably isn't the one that's in charge of fixing the nationwide outage. So, you can vent your spleen at that person if that makes you feel better, but you're ruining this other person's day over something they have no control
over. Cut people some slack.
There you go.
Right. It's a summer job for some of those kids in there. I mean, God bless all those Target employees. They should all get a raise. I was thinking the other solution would be just give everybody what's free in their cart. Then Target would have been real heroes.
I mean, frozen items, I'm with you.
Eat them.
Right?
Eat them. Smoke them if you got them.
Speaking of smoke them, maybe if Target sold weed, and maybe a few years from now they will. Ooh. You should hear what's happening in Colorado. They are making big bucks off weed. That's coming up next. So no matter what you think about legalizing weed, and people are going to be finding ways to ingest THC.
That's right.
Marijuana, Mary Jane, regardless of whether it's legal or illegal. Colorado, the combined marijuana tax, license, and fee revenue has reached over $1 billion.
That is a lot of money.
Marijuana sales, $6.5 billion. But again, just the tax that goes to fund a variety of worthy causes in Colorado, $1 billion. The pot industry employs 40,000 people in Colorado. And the tax revenue has funded public education programs, health care, mental health services. Quote, this industry is helping grow our economy by creating jobs and generating valuable revenue that's going towards preventing youth consumption, protecting public health and safety, and investing in public school construction, according to the governor, Jared Polis. So, of course, everybody concerned about keeping it out of the hands of younger people, but if you're an adult and you can make your own decision, why not?
I agree.
And
why aren't we doing that here yet?
Tax the crap out of it.
Did everybody hear the $1 billion in tax revenue
going into education, public health?
And what I love about this is that, like, let's say you are against pot or you don't want it legalized, even if it did get legalized, it wouldn't be any of your money. You're not getting taxed. Right. You don't want to pay for it. That's great. You don't have to.
Your school system might get better.
Exactly. Like, you might still be paying, benefit.
Might be paying a little less for health care or prescriptions.
Yes.
So it seems like Colorado is reaping the benefits. But again, it seems counterintuitive. But if every state, Jordana, legalizes pot, will every state see similar increases?
Yes. I don't know that it would be $1 billion because people go to Colorado to buy pot
yes,
and smoke
they do.
It because it's legal there.
Yes.
So, sure. I mean, if we had it here, people would just stay here and Minnesota would benefit. So, yeah, is everybody going to make $1 billion in tax revenue? Probably not. It's such a novelty. But they might make half. Or a quarter. $250 million is still a lot of money.
Or maybe $1 million.
Whatever it is, it's still a lot of money. And when things like sin taxes, I don't know, they work because only the people that want to imbibe are going to get taxed. So if you're adamantly against this, if you think it's morally wrong, if you think it's a gateway drug, you don't have to do it. And that's great because none of your money is going towards something that you don't approve of. But it's also great because you can reap some of the benefits. I just see this as a win-win-win-win-win. As a win-win-win-win-win. I just do.
But again, devil's advocate. A lot of people say, well, you're going to make it easier for younger people to get their hands on this.
Already getting their hands on it, folks. Already doing it. So,
but you make it even easier for them to get their hands on it.
I don't know that it would be easier. Have you ever been to one of those pot places in Colorado? Mark and I went in to check it out. We were there when we were skiing, and I wanted to see it. I took a picture. I think I tweeted out the picture of what it was like. It was you have to show your license before you eat, before they even open the door.
Really?
You have to be 21. You have to show your license, and then they hold it. They check it. Okay, great. Then you go in, and there's all – I mean, it's – but you're not even allowed to walk in the door unless you show your license
right.
to make sure that you're 21.
But what's to keep you from paying somebody else who is 18, 20, 22, go in and, hey, this is my menu.
That's how people buy alcohol.
Today.
It happens. That's how people buy cigarettes. Yeah. I mean,
and oh, by the way, if you get caught, you get slapped with a pretty hefty fine.
Okay, right. There you go. So there's that. You know, I mean, it's still illegal, but kids do that anyway.
By the way, I was in Denver.
Yeah.
At the public library.
Yeah.
I tweeted photos of the public library.
Oh, you were at the public library. I'm at the pot store.
You were at the dispensary. That explains a lot.
That's right. That's what it's called. It's not called the pot store. It's called
the dispensary.
What do I know? What do
it's I know? Not the pot story.
It was so cool, though, because we went and we looked around. They have so – well, all right.
Weed
I'm
world.
I'm on a tangent. There are so many different things you can do with pot and how to get it in your body. I had no idea. And then outside, they had where they were growing it. They had the live plants in the greenhouse where they were growing it, and I hadn't never seen that before. It was just really an experience. I learned a
Look,
lot.
Look, a lot of people are getting pain relief from marijuana.
Look, I'm a fan.
A lot of
people who need it.
A lot of opiate addicts are getting relief as they try to wean themselves off opiates, which can kill them, to marijuana, which, to my knowledge, has not killed anybody.
Amen, brother. You're preaching to the choir. It's also 4:31. When we return, we are going way beyond the headlines. Did you hear the story about the sisters who took the wrong man off life support?
Oops.
Well, that's all next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So make sure your sisters and brothers know exactly who you are because, you know, one day they might end up accidentally murdering you. A group of sisters in Chicago were in the middle of making funeral arrangements for a man they believed was their dead brother, but learned he was actually not related to them. I mean, this is unbelievable. The two women rushed to the hospital when a hospital worker misidentified this man and called these women and said, this man is on an ICU. He's on a ventilator with a tube in his mouth after being badly beaten. The sisters say due to the fact that the man's swelling and injuries were all over his face, they couldn't identify. They said, you know, we don't know, but we're sad if you think that this is our brother. Staff spokesperson says they did, in fact, identify him as their relative.
Jeez.
The man had been found naked and badly beaten, according to a hospital staff. Family says the nurse told them police ID'd their brother through mugshots, but not fingerprints, allegedly due to budget cuts. Yeah, good job, Chicago. According to WBBM, where Paul used to work, police reportedly do not take fingerprints unless a crime is committed, and there was no crime. He was just beaten up, okay? The man's condition began to languish. He was on a ventilator. The sisters had to make the tough decision to take him off the ventilator. He went into hospice and passed soon after. The sisters purchased a casket, a suit, made other arrangements for the funeral. Around the same time, another one of their sisters called to say their real brother had just walked into her house. She said it happened just like that. If it was our brother, we had to go through that. It was a difficult thing. We made all kinds of decisions for someone who wasn't even in our family. The man they had been caring for was later ID'd at a morgue through fingerprints. At time of publication, police were still looking for his relatives. So there's another family out there that does not know that their individual, their family member is dead. And these poor women now have to live with the fact that they took the guy off the ventilator, although he was doing badly and was probably going to die.
Yeah, but still, there's always money for the attorneys.
Horrible.
Right? The attorneys always win.
What a crazy story.
Yeah,
oh
it is. Tragic story.
Yeah.
You know how dirty your smartphone is?
It's pretty dirty.
We don't have to reiterate that.
Pretty dirty.
Typical office desk. The majority of offices are filthy. Did you know that, Jordana?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. We eat there. We put up our feet there. I mean, other people put their hands down on our desk. I'm not surprised.
The typical office desk is host to more than 10 million bacteria, 400 times more germs than what's found on a toilet seat.
Ugh.
An office desk? Really?
Oy, what are we doing, people?
I don't know.
Right?
Let's see. The firm Contract Cleaning asked 1,500 workers in 300 offices whether their workplace was clean or not and how this affected them. In offices where employees thought cleanliness was lacking, nearly three quarters, 72%, said their surroundings made them less productive.
Really? Yeah.
If your office is dirty, you're less productive. Nearly half said they took longer lunch breaks, spent less time in the office.
I don't blame them.
A quarter said they took sick leave because they found their surroundings depressing. Now, in contrast, cleaner workplaces, those with regular cleaners, good kitchen facilities, clean toilets, 65% said they looked forward to coming to the office, and half said they work harder as a result of having a better organized office.
I agree with that. You want
a
clean space.
Yeah. All right, we like it clean.
A little holy water might clean things up. A Catholic bishop wants to drop holy water out of a helicopter.
Oh, I saw this.
To do a mass exorcism to deal with a wave of violence and corruption sweeping over the Colombian port city of Buenaventura. The bishop of the local diocese has proposed using a Navy helicopter to shower the city
in
holy water.
The entire city needs to go.
And purge the evil. That's right.
An exorcism?
He's planning to perform a mass exorcism in the Colombian city. There's a lot of violent crime. There's corruption all-time high. Okay, with the support of the National Navy, he wants to sprinkle holy water over the city in an attempt to get rid of the demons. It's scheduled for July 13th or 14th when Buenaventura hosts its annual Patron Saints festivity.
Well, sign me up for that.
They're driving out the devil, my friends.
Want to get down there.
They're driving them out.
So what do you think about having high school kids screened for nicotine? Not just for drugs, but would you want
to
know
into school?
Well, if they were vaping for extracurricular activities.
Sure. Yeah, sure. It's not legal for them to be doing that. So, yeah.
There's a school district near Lincoln, Nebraska, and they're worried about vaping and smoking, which, again, has reached epidemic proportions. The Fairbury District, 50 miles southwest of Lincoln, one of the first schools in the nation to include nicotine among the substances that are tested. And, again, the whole idea, these after-school events, sports, band, orchestra, whatever, it's not a right. It's a privilege.
That's right. That's right. And it's illegal if you're under 18. So if you're doing an illegal activity, they have the right to ban you from school sports.
But you can be 18 and still in high school.
Oh, and that's
where it would become legal, but it would become against the school
policy.
Rules.
Okay.
Exactly.
Then they would have to deal with that in a different way.
The nicotine test will be set at a high level, high enough to eliminate students who may have inhaled secondhand smoke. According to the company that is doing the testing, 60% of junior and senior high school students participate in after-school activities. And again, in December, the U.S. Surgeon General said e-cigarettes used by young people had reached epidemic proportions. So is this going to help? And I guess this school near Lincoln, Nebraska, isn't worried about privacy or constitutional concerns. Because they say participating in after-school activities
is a privilege.
That's
right.
It is not a right.
Not worried about them either.
So, all right.
A pioneering female scientist in London wanted a cake, get this, featuring Mariah Carey for her birthday. She's a big fan. So her coworker said,
who wouldn't want that?
What do you want on your cake? And she said, I'm a big fan. I want Mariah Carey. Instead, she got Marie Curie.
Who?
Because Marie Curie.
Curie? Oh,
yes.
The,
she is a...
it's close.
It's close. It's so close.
Of course, she shared the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1903 for her research into radioactivity.
I mean, Mariah won one of those, didn't she?
That's right.
But she's been dead for a long time.
She earned a chemistry Nobel Prize 8 years later after discovering elements radium and polonium. And she actually died of a rare blood disease because of all the exposure to radiation. But again, a genius. And they were confused, you know, because I guess the local cake store knew who she was and knew that she was a scientist. So they're like, of course it's Marie Curie, Madame Curie.
But
of
she's
course
been
that's
dead
what they want.
For how many years?
But she's still very famous. Okay, she's Madame Curie, and they gave her, so she wanted Mariah Carey. They gave her Madame Curie, and the woman laughed and wrote it off. And she said, you know, oh, and by the way, Mariah Carey got in on the joke itself after this has gone viral on Twitter. And she said, it could have been me if only I hadn't failed remedial math.
Remedial math.
No, Madame Curie.
Still prefer
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, yes. Coming out of the cake. All right, Jor, it is 4:47 Wixon Jewelers time, specializing in the rare and the exceptional. Wixon offers an incredible selection of large diamonds, rare gemstones, and fine timepieces.
Mike Max's Sports is brought to us by Giants Ridge, and he is on his way back from the LPGA, which is this weekend in Hazeltine. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, Maxie.
How are you guys?
Good. What? Tell us what we need to know about that.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Paul, I think I was listening to your forecast. It sounds like it should be pretty. I mean, it was perfect today out there. Just perfect. You know, overcast, but not cool, not warm.
Yep.
They're on the driving range, putting green, pro-ams coming, things like that here early in the week. But idyllic conditions. You know, if you don't get into the 80s, and it doesn't look like we will this week, and you stay away from rain, I mean, those are just perfect for the paying customer out there, because you can endure that all day and do whatever you want. But I it's hard to tell. You know, this is not a thing that has big name recognition. You know, people know a few of the people maybe on the tour, but it's not like there's any glutton of Minnesotans that have made it on the LPGA Tour. You know, there have been a couple, but I don't think this is going to be a big draw out there. But, it's, you know, Hazeltine knows how to run a tournament. They've had the Ryder Cup and the U.S. Open, the PGA Championship, so they know how to make it work, and they know how to get the tents up and get the clubhouse working and all those things, and that everything seemed to be in order today. They're set for a championship week for sure. Just for whatever reason, this tour is only, it's got kind of a limited audience, it seems.
Hey, Maxie, Jose Barrios on the mound for the Twins tonight. 6:30 pregame, 7:10 first pitch as the Twins take on the Red Sox. First, back up. Do you have any new information about the arrest of University of Minnesota wrestler Gable Stevenson?
Anything new? Not that there's a lot of chatter going on, so to speak, right now.
Okay.
But of course, he's a heavyweight wrestler. You know, I don't know how closely most people follow wrestling. He's a star. He was projected to maybe win the national championship. This year didn't happen. I remember running into Brock Lesnar, and you guys know who Brock is from WWE, et cetera. And I said, "What do you think?" Because Brock's a national champion as a wrestler, and he said, "Yeah, it's there. Yeah, I mean, it's there. He's going to win a few before he gets out of here." So he's at that level as a wrestler, and now it's kind of, there's some complications and confusion on this one. But one thing I've learned, and I've covered a lot of these, is in general, you don't report anything until you know something for sure, and tell authorities and tell the investigation goes, because I've just seen too many of these take too many different turns, and you know, just you don't know what happened. It'll be a while before we know for sure. So this will be an investigation. This is a big one, the University of Minnesota, and it's important they get it right. We went through this with Reggie Lynch, the basketball player, a few years ago, and that every case is different, though. He ended up leaving the team, playing overseas now, but every case is different, and you just it's so important to just hang tight and see what they have to say, because
due process.
It takes a while to figure these out. Yeah,
thanks for the expertise, Mike. His sports is brought to us by Giants Ridge. 6:30 pregame, 7:10. First pitch. Find out what a Babe Ruth jersey sold for at auction next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.